Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, the Leo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star Kid, a.k.a. I'm washed.
Word up. Yo, it's TJ, a.k.a. I'm glad we got this far into the intro.
I'm not even here. I'm just
Yeah. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man?
Better than you.
Right. Way better than you.
Better than you.
Oh man. Yeah, it's been a rocky one today, man.
Actually, I might be slightly better than Dave right now. I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah.
You take a nap? I'm dying of boredom, so it is.
Yeah. Did you take a nap, Drew?
Man, as soon as the 1 year old went to sleep,
yeah,
I was out. G.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're literally at that age now, man, where taking a nap is like the highlight of our weekend. You know what I mean?
I
was just gonna say, listen, I don't wanna, you know, point anyone out, but I guess I realized that middle age is literally usually defined as starting at like 45.
Is that a fact?
And well, as it just so happens, a couple of us fall on that side of the thing, and then a couple of us don't.
No, it's not that. It's the fact that I feel the pandemic took something out of us. I could kick it and I ought to be fine. But this past year not really doing nothing. And then now
you kicked it one night and now you need a nap by 1 p.m. the next day is what you're saying.
Did you just blame the pandemic because you're tired?
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounded like that's what he was trying to do.
I'll be the first one to be, let's kick it. Like, you know, let's go out. I'll be the first one and I'll be like, nothing would have mattered. I would have been out.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you. Well, and mind you, yesterday I got off work, drove from East Bubble Fuck home, changed clothes, and went downtown within 20 minutes. I was already tired when I got there. So,
bro, just say you can't kick it like you used to and go. It's all right.
No,
man.
We
at that age, bro. We at that age.
No,
we can't.
I refuse.
You say we.
I'm like UMass in the 90s. I refuse to lose. Listen, no.
You're going to fall out somewhere trying to do all that.
Yeah. I'm just going ahead and copping to it. I'm old. You know, like I come home and I hit that couch and it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Ain't no getting around it.
But Dave, you've been like that for years, even as long as I've known you, Dave.
He's been old for years.
No, Dave's been doing that since we're in our 20s. Dave will fall asleep anywhere, game of chance.
This is probably true. But now it's 10 times worse. And I feel like I'm looking at my old man. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when I was coming up, he would always be falling asleep in the chair. And now I'm him.
Hey, Dave, listen, ain't no shame in being washed, bro.
Nah.
Ain't no shame. Because, listen, if you got to wash, that means you have lived a life.
Yeah,
this is true.
You know, so ain't no shame in being washed if you can't kick it like you used to, because you don't want to be the old brother in the club with the backwards Kango.
Oh, no.
trying to be cool and don't realize your cool years have since gone. You don't want to be Brown. You know what I'm saying? Watch out there, man. You don't want to be him. So, hey, just lean into the washness, Drew. It's all right if you because you was out mad late. You was out to like 2-3 or some shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think I got home at 3-something, yeah.
Come on, bro. Yeah. And then, we can't do that.
And then I had to babysit a 1-year-old.
Absolutely not. We can't do that no more. Like,
yeah. Last night was like only my second time this year that I've been out past midnight. So, yeah.
The funny thing is, if I did go out, like, y'all know I'd be up all night anyway. So, like, I wouldn't even be – I'd be good, but I just still don't want to go outside too much yet.
Yeah, see, if I could sleep during the day, I would probably wouldn't.
What?
I probably wouldn't, you know, mind being up late, but I can't sleep during. I just cannot do it under no circumstances. Doesn't matter how late I go to bed, I will be up at the crack.
Your body doesn't allow you to sleep during daylight hours.
No, yeah. Not at all. I have to like kind of go through my day. Like today, I had to do some, you know, running in the morning, and then it started last night. Effect started hitting me probably around 3 p.m. I was driving home, and I was literally getting sleepy driving home. So I was like rushing to get home so I could like come home and take a nap.
So. I get that kind of, because I can't sleep in the morning either.
Yeah.
Like when the sun is up, I'm up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually had to go buy one of them damn masks, like the blackout mask.
I do use.
I dead ass got one of those.
Yeah, I have one of those. Well, you know what's funny? I actually bought the one for Jamila because it's a blackout mask, but it also is a weighted blackout mask.
Okay. Mm.
So it's heavier on your eyes, and I bought it for her as a Christmas gift, but I stole it. So I use it all the time.
So what you're saying is you Indian gave. Yeah. A Christmas gift. Okay, yeah. Got you. All right, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but you know what? I remember we put them up because of the windows, but we used to have like a blackout shade, like a
blackout curtains. Is the way it's at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care what time of the day it is. You think it's 12 midnight?
Yeah.
So sorry y'all have all those issues with my nocturnal ass, because yes, I like right now my normal sleeping pattern is I sleep from like 6 a.m. to noon.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wish, you know.
Oh,
man, but probably... that's because niggas don't work conventional jobs. Like I don't have the luxury of sleeping right. From 6 to noon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh, vampire in Brooklyn ass.
Hey, man. Hey.
I have been like seriously looking at one of those weighted blankets though as well. I've heard those are amazing.
I'm scared.
What? I mean, I've heard people raving about them. I still don't understand the concept. Maybe I'm too claustrophobic. I don't want to feel weighed down when I'm like, even when I go to like a hotel, like I gotta undo the bed sheets in the covers because I don't like my feet feeling trapped. So like a weighted blanket just does not sound appealing to me. But
yeah.
A lot of people apparently are really into them and like them. I just don't understand the appeal of them.
I think the purpose is they actually are supposed to help you lessen anxiety and
having something weigh down on you while you sleep. That just don't. That don't sound Metamucil.
Hey, so apparently it's supposed to work wonders. So I'm definitely intrigued and you know, looking at possibly trying it.
You know what I think the weighted blankets are? Like the swaddlers for the babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. It's like keep them like comfortable and whatever. Like, so it's just like once you hit that weighted blanket, because we got one. So it's like...
How heavy is it? Because I mean, I'm imagining it's not like 10 pounds or no shit. But
17
like,
pounds.
Like seriously, how heavy is the weighted blanket supposed to be?
But they got different weights. Like yeah, so it's like you could have them like it's not as weighted. So it's like they go different weights. I can't remember exactly what it was, but
yeah, I remember we got my brother-in-law one for Christmas, and he the one we got from him was pretty heavy. Like, you know, even you couldn't disguise what the gift was because it was so heavy. And, you know, he had asked for it anyway, but
yeah,
it was, that thing was super heavy. So I could definitely see how that thing could, you know, knock you out pretty quickly because you know, you got all this weight on top of you.
Suffocate, like, huh, all right. Hey, so
yeah, I am one to put the blanket over my head every now and again, so I don't know.
No, facts. I do the same thing. Yeah, and just no, a weighted blanket. No, I don't feel it. I don't know about that one. But hey, if it works, it works. It worked, you know, everybody shit work individually, I guess.
Yo, here's a question. I know this is gonna be like really weird, but do y'all sleep with or without your socks on?
For me, depends on my mood. Sometimes I do, definitely. I mean, sometimes I do, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
And then if I'm hot, and yeah, sometimes. So it depends on my mood.
Yeah.
I'm a hard without.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm socks off for me.
Socks off. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm mostly a socks on. Every now and then I'll go barefoot, but I'm mostly socks on because, you know, definitely like the warmth, and I don't know, it's a security thing for me as well. I don't know. It's weird, but yeah, definitely socks on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so listen, I want to address this Floyd and was it Jake Paul? Which one of the Paul boys?
Logan Paul.
I want to address this fight. So Dave, you actually paid for it, huh?
I did.
Legitimately.
I legit paid for it.
Do you mind if I asked how much you come up with? Was it like $29.99, $39?
Nope.
No. Pay-per-view is never that low. I believe it was $50.
All right. Do you feel in any way bamboozled or led astray?
A little bit, but I never get pay-per-view, so I kind of always, regardless of who it is, always feel bamboozled.
But
wait! I got a question.
Those were legitimate boxing matches most times, right?
Yeah, but I still feel a certain kind of way about paying for pay-per-view because I feel like I'm giving, you know, Comcast, Xfinity, whoever, all this money anyway, and now y'all want me to pay this amount on top of that. So like normally when it's a pay-per-view fight, I'll try to find somebody who has it and like go over their house or something.
Yeah.
But
I got a question
though. Yeah.
So you said that you did feel a bit bamboozled.
A bit, yeah.
What were you expecting that would have led you to feel like you didn't get what you paid for?
And before you answer that, Dave, I illegally streamed it and I felt bamboozled.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think a bit of it was like FOMO and not wanting to go through the trouble of like looking for it online. And, you know, I was just like, man, let me just sit back on my couch, watch it on the big screen. I was home by myself and I was like debating to the very last minute. That's why I missed the Ocho Cinco fight,
which actually was a better fight.
Yeah, because I waited too long to the last minute, and I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go ahead and get it." And you know, it was a simple hit the on demand purchase, done. You know, I didn't feel like going on my computer looking for it and all of that. So it was one of those things, man. But
did you anticipate the fight to be anything other than what it was?
I thought I was going to be surprised. I honestly did. I wasn't expecting like Logan Paul to like knock Floyd out or nothing like that. But at the same time,
you were expecting for Floyd to knock Logan Paul out.
Well, that, and I was just expecting more of a fight. Not what I got. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit was, I mean, Logan Paul obviously was fatigued and done by like the third round. And I mean, I think out of the, like, even though he lasted the whole fight, he probably
didn't.
Well, you know, he got through the whole fight without getting knocked down. But he only got maybe, I feel like, what, two shots in on Floyd? The whole fight?
The funny thing is, I looked on somebody's Twitter, and they said, like, it was a flurry of punches he threw, like, maybe the first round? It might have been the first round.
Yeah.
They said he should have won because all the punches he threw. And I'm like, first of all, those were just haymakers. He missed a lot of those.
Yeah.
And if you look at the punch percentage, the punch, he landed, was it 13% of his punches? His punches, and I think Floyd, he landed 40, so it was like 40%. So it was like, it was a Floyd fight.
Yeah.
But another thing is there also a rumor that, like, I saw it. Like, a person who's watched boxing, Floyd knocked dude out pretty much. He just caught him and held him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, and of course, the other brother saying, no, he didn't get knocked out. He didn't get knocked. Yeah, he did.
That's what he's supposed to say.
Right.
Yeah. Anytime
the fight, yeah. they didn't have judges and they didn't necessarily declare a winner, correct?
Yeah. And it wasn't right. It wasn't sanctioned. It was
an exhibition.
Yeah.
It was like when Drago fucked up Apollo. That was an exhibition.
Yeah.
Damn, that was an exhibition, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he didn't have to do all that. He was it was an exhibition fight.
Yeah. They told him throwing the towel, you know.
Same scenario. That's why they didn't have judges. They didn't have judges, they didn't have a winner. It was an exhibition. And so I don't know just based on that anybody can declare a winner.
No.
But no. I'm also not gonna declare a winner just because he threw more punches. Anybody with some sense know that ain't the fucking that's not the fucking way to decide a fight.
No, I get you.
I think what always frustrates me whenever I watch a Floyd fight is, and don't get me wrong, he's an incredible boxer. That's why he's, you know, had this, you know, long successful career. But I just the all of the just dodging and you know,
you mad at him for playing for not getting hit?
I feel like it's more dodging and no punch throwing.
That's his game. Yeah. Floyd fights defensively.
Yeah. And on top of that, this wasn't a real fight. That nigga was like, the whole thing was, it looks like a PR stunt. So he definitely wasn't he definitely wasn't exerting a lot of energy for this exhibition.
But I guess my point is, you look at most of his fights like that, and then you look at the undercard that was I think it was two fights before Logan Paul, was it Arias and was it Herd? Was that his last name? Them motherfuckers were like beating the shit out of each other, like connecting like crazy. And you was just like waiting. Like, when is one of these motherfuckers going like I think the Arias dude fell a couple times, but some of that was because he had slipped on the mat because it was raining. But that to me is more exciting to watch than somebody constantly just dodging, you know what I'm saying?
Punching. Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing. Dave Floyd don't give a fuck about that. He ain't in there to try to, you know what I mean, to slug it out.
Yeah.
Floyd's in there to not get hit and get his shots when he can. And that's how he won his fight.
Yeah. Dave was at home like, I paid $50. I'm going to see somebody knock somebody the fuck out.
Man, for real. So, you know, but yeah, it was interesting. And then, you know, of course we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the the real fight of this week. Peter Guns, Cisco and Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter.
wait. Fuck. We'll get to Lamar Odom in a second. Peter Guns and Cisco happened?
Wait. Yeah. VA, yeah. You know,
oh,
not,
that was not the other Cisco.
Not Drew Hill Cisco, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. My bad.
did they actually go the full distance, or did the fight get stopped? Because I saw there was a point where Peter Guns, I think, took a cheap shot at Cisco or something, and he got mad and started taking off his gloves. And then there was even one point where Rich Dollars was refereeing the fight, and Cisco accidentally punched Rich in the face.
Accidentally?
He looked like he tried to apologize, but Rich was like, "Really, my nigga? Like,
it's good." He can play the role after he landed the punch he wanted to land on the low.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I didn't watch it. I think I sent y'all a clip of it. I only saw a couple of clips from Twitter, so I didn't watch it. I don't even know the outcome. I just think the whole thing was hilarious. But I think I like these random ass celebrities in the boxing, in the exhibition boxing realm. Like, more people need to get the shit knocked the fuck out of them, and we need to see it.
Do you think it's tarnishing boxing as a whole, though?
No, because these are not professional. It's the same way pickup games don't tarnish NBA. Like, these are exhibition boxing. It just happened to be. It's the same way Rock and Jock didn't take away from the NBA. Like, these are celebrities to participate in this sport that we know most of them don't really play or are good at. So it's just, it's fun. It's fun. Nobody's taking it that serious.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's
tarnishing boxing.
It's to me, like, boxing is a, we call it the sweet science. Yeah. No, boxing is like a gladiator sport. There's no way you can have it. To me, it's exhibition or these celebrity things. This is the dumbest thing in the world. It's a gladiator sport. You want to see somebody get knocked out. You want to see, but I'm going to punch him in here. Am I have headgear? No, knock this dude the fuck out.
Well, the only thing I disagree with you on, Drew, is Celebrity Death Match was a great.
That wasn't real.
wait. What?
It wasn't real.
That wasn't real.
No, man. Come on, G. Come on.
Was it two different celebrity death matches? Dave, you're not talking about what the little clay figures
are.
That was a great show.
I'm not mad at celebrities having exhibition fights. It is what it is. Actually, motherfuckers didn't have fights on the street. Why we can't get in the ring and fight it out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Like, can you? I want to see put fucking Game and 40 Glock in there. Like, let them go. 40 in the rematch.
Wow.
I want to see 50 and Young Buck.
That would be hilarious. Like,
yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have fights on the street. You can have an exhibition fight. Yeah. Just don't be the person get knocked out. Don't be. Remember when Sticky Fingers got knocked out?
Yeah.
Don't be that.
Yeah.
Don't be Nate Robinson.
Don't be Nate. Exactly.
Man, shout out to Nate.
Shout out to Nate.
We still ain't seen or heard from him since he just pointed that out.
At all.
That nigga still asleep.
He's still asleep.
Yeah, fortunately, from what I heard, Ocho didn't necessarily go out like Nate did. He at least put up a good fight.
He at least pinched him. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ocho said he had fun. He said I went in there with a trained fighter and I survived, so I'm good.
Now Aaron Carter, on the other hand,
man, listen, what? Let me tell y'all what I told y'all in the group chat, right? You ain't fighting no crackhead, like, you ain't gonna beat no crackhead.
But I mean, it wasn't even a fair setup.
Like, yo, how big is Aaron Carter? Is he even 6 feet?
I don't think so.
He a strong 5'8".
Let me tell you something. Aaron Carter, who's about maybe 5'8", 5'9", fought a 6'11 crackhead with a Kardashian curse on him. He was never going to win that.
I mean, he was a crackhead too, so, you know.
He was...
Jesus. Hey, all right, listen, hold on.
He didn't have a Kardashian curse on him, and he ain't 6'11".
I'm finna go get my pizza.
I don't think he was crack.
You finna go get your what?
I'm finna go get my pizza out the oven. Y'all finish our ignorant segment talk. I'll be back.
That word. We're being ignorant again.
Right. Oops. Wow.
Oops.
Ignorant. This man going to get a pizza in the middle of the show.
Right. We ignorant, but he getting the pizza in the middle of a show.
And I bet you it's a Jack's pizza.
Man, I bet you
it's Red Baron.
It ain't DiGiorno. I bet you that ain't DiGiorno.
Go ahead.
No, I just was gonna say, man, the knockdowns in that fight was hilarious.
Again, 6'11 crackhead, man. You ain't gonna beat that guy.
a 6'11 power forward, a point forward. With a 6-man of the year award.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
6'11 Kardashian crackhead with a candy addiction. You're not going to beat this guy, bro.
Yeah.
And on top of that, fucking Lamar Odom has died and came back. Like, you can't beat this guy in a fight, bro.
He a zombie.
Exactly. He's a zombie.
This nigga died at the Buddy Land Ranch, came back 3 days later. You can't win. I'm just kidding.
And went to a Kanye West show. Come on, dude. Mm. He won.
Yeah.
He came back on Kardashian power.
I'm wondering what the bag on that was, because, you know, they both, I'm sure, needed the money. So I'm wondering what they got paid for that.
Mm. Yeah.
They got paid in blow, bro.
my goodness.
They gave him a a long size mirror and poured it out
ball
like,
for you.
Wait, you know the, you remember the scene in Scarface? The pal, he had all the blow on the desk. That's what they gave. That's the winner's purse right there.
Wow. That's what Lamar got for winning.
Right.
Wow.
Aaron got an ounce for losing.
No spoilers because I haven't seen it yet, but I'm just curious, have y'all seen Loki yet?
I'm gonna have to rewatch it.
I have watched it. I watched it the other day. Much better than I expected.
Okay. I've definitely been hearing positive things, but to what Drew said, I also have been hearing that it's might not be a necessarily a first watch type episode. I heard folks who have seen the second episode says it definitely gets better. But
the second episode out?
No, oh, I don't think
got,
it's out.
Wait, you got people. I forgot.
Hollywood
nah,
Dave.
Nah, this is from like I think like they did some advanced screenings for some folks who saw it and they were commenting on Twitter that it definitely gets better.
So, no, the first episode was actually good.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I had some questions going in because I seen Infinity War. I know what Loki's story was.
Yeah,
and I saw Endgame, and I know, you know what I'm saying? So I had some questions about what they were going, how they were going to explain this, but they it works. Okay. So, yeah, better than I expected.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Plus, I was pleasantly surprised to see, I don't know her name, but the girl that was in Lovecraft Country was in there.
She played one of the time cops. Wunmi? Something like that is something. I can't remember her real name, but I mean, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She was Journey Smollett's sister. But yeah, go ahead and give it a watch, bro. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, man. Like I said, it's gonna get better. But what I want to know is, are we gonna probably get any cameos from?
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing definitely some cameos. But I'm really anticipating, I don't know, these are our ways off, but definitely anticipating She-Hulk and like Moon Knight, because I've just been looking at all the like recent castings and villain announcements and things like that. So those have got me excited. And knowing that, you know, Ms. Marvel and what's my man with the Hawkeye are right around the corner. Definitely anticipating those as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, the coming, you know, we get to see the last movie with Black Widow. I'm a happy person.
Yeah. Drew.
What up?
Remember a couple shows ago, man, we was talking about clogs.
Wait, clogs or Crocs?
Crocs, I'm sorry, Crocs.
Yeah.
So I just recently saw something that was a little bit disturbing. Stiletto Crocs? Have you seen this?
I saw that. What? I saw that. And if I see any of these chicks,
what in the hell? Stiletto
Crocs in the club.
Hey. That's a bop. That's a bop. No, I'm joking. But if I see one of these broads come out in the streets with stiletto Crocs, just know I'm roasting you from the time I see it. Till you.
Did you say one of these broads?
Yeah, I call them a broad.
So ignorant. We're gonna lose listeners.
Teach, did you hear that?
No, he's still getting his pizza.
Okay. You gotta flip it over in the easy bake oven.
Oh wow. Okay.
at what point do we just stop with the foolishness, man?
Hey, don't forget, it was a time, like, the throwback time where, when it was throwback jerseys and the girls had the little high heel Jordans. Remember those joints? Yeah.
But what's crazy, I guess what's crazy is Balenciaga is getting in on this madness. So, are we going to have, freaking red bottom
Crocs
now? Is this going to be a thing?
Maybe somebody will pay for him.
Man,
oh, Pizza Boy's back.
Did you golden all of the corners, man, and the edges?
Hey, man, my pizza is looking immaculate right now. I'm gonna give
what
it.
Kind, what kind of pizza is it?
It's a home run and frozen joint. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It was like, you know, we was asking which one you get. So
yeah. No. I fuck with the home run in. Sometimes I might mess with the Reggios every blue off, every blue moon. You know what's funny?
I had a Reggios yesterday. It was it wasn't microwave. I think they were from the restaurant, but it was personal pan. I had a ground turkey. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. Reggio's. Shout out to Reggio's and the buttered crust.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, what's the one restaurant downtown? They got the frozen joints too. Aurelio's.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
They get frozen?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
This nigga eating Tombstone.
Hey, man, I do.
Be honest.
I do Gino's East Pizza frozen. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. Nah, sorry, B. I ain't did Tombstone at least since the mid-90s. Wow. I've definitely my pizza palate has definitely matured past Tombstone.
This nigga said pizza palate.
Wow. So have you ever done a DiGiorno's?
Yeah, I don't like them shits. I tried them shits. I gave it a couple good times. Monica used to love them shits, so I ate them because of her sometimes, but nah, I ain't fuck with it. It's always if I'm gonna do frozen pizza, it's gonna be the home run and joint 90% of the time.
Shout out to Monica.
I do enjoy making my own pizza. I've done that a few times.
I've not graduated there yet.
Yeah.
Also, wait, I got to shout out Jules, their signature, what's it called? Signature something?
The pizza?
Yeah, them shits were surprisingly fido.
Oh, no. I do you one better. Have you ever had Costco's pizza?
Oh, Costco pizza. It's small.
Yes.
Nah, I've never...
Costco's pizza is a game changer for real. On some like, you know, non-restaurant style,
right?
Like, yeah.
Costco's, I know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've had the pleasure, but Jules got this one. Their signature line is whatever the brand is. Signature something.
Signature, yeah.
But man, they bacon chicken ranch joint.
Good lord,
man! Yeah. Listen, what
that sound like? That sound like bacon. Something right there.
Mm-mm.
Wait, Drew, you're shaking your head at bacon chicken ranch?
No, bacon and chicken, yeah. Ranch, not so much.
That's where, like, the crazy shit you be eating in posting, bro, you're drawing your line at bacon chicken ranch?
Where did I post that was crazy?
Are you really asking that?
Yes, what did I post that was crazy?
The bacon chicken burrito chitlin dog?
Drew, you be coming
with the breakfast burrito?
No, it was the barbecue brick house bacon taco or something.
Drew,
the bacon cheeseburger taco?
Come on, bro.
That's, it's a taco. That ain't nothing.
It's a bacon cheese.
It got bacon in it.
Like bacon chicken ranch is those are all very basic ingredients that I can see how you can intermingle those, but some of the combinations of shit you be eating, bro.
Dude, cheeseburger taco. It's just to get the lettuce and the cheese.
I need you to know this, bacon cheeseburger taco sounds weird offhand, Drew.
This man had a Ortega.
Hold up.
Just say you get taco with bacon or something. It sounds weird when you call it bacon cheeseburger taco, though.
But that's what the restaurant calls it, not me. That's what the restaurant calls it.
But listen, chicken bacon chicken ranch.
Ranch, I just don't like ranch. So that's the other reason.
You don't like ranch, but you made it sound like it was irregular. And it's
I didn't say that. I just said I said when you said ranch, I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What's
what is this segment over?
No, because they always come up like I eat crazy stuff and I don't.
Bro, check your feed. Check your IG feed.
I know what I post, and that's not crazy. It is because you got a whack palate.
Hey, if my palate is whack, I'll take
your basic palate.
I'll take it, but man, listen, you can't tell me some of that shit ain't crazy that you be posting, bro.
It ain't.
Listen.
So we gonna talk about Eve and Trina yet, or
Eve and Trina?
Listen, we still talking about pizza. We
listen, Eve and Trina should not even be a thing.
Poor Trina.
It shouldn't. Trina the baddest bitch.
Okay, so listen, I'm finna try to find this conversation. Shout out to my girl Janelle. We were talking about this, and so the consensus was, it was like, well, what's Trina gonna do after she plays the four songs we might know? Because, yeah. But we in talking about it, we discovered that Trina has a gang of features in her bag that we might be forgetting about.
I can see that, but I just feel like.
I mean, it's definitely, to me, it's not an evenly yoked match. Like, yeah. They're the same era, but yeah. They don't have the same catalogs. Like, Eve's catalog is way more heavy than Trina's.
I don't even think they're in the same...
They're not. They're just the same era.
Yeah. I just wouldn't
But that's the only saying that they are. They are both female rappers from the same era. That's the only saying, because there's not much comparison to be had after that. But also we have to keep in mind that Versus has kind of moved away from the competition battle and is way more giving their flowers while they're here celebratory. You just happen to take two people that are somehow, you know, comparable or in the same era. And it's more of that now, because they can't be thinking of Trina and Eve on some competition shit, because it's as far as hits, because it's not. So it's way more celebratory now, and we have to keep that in mind when these new matchups come out. And we'd be like, "Why the fuck with such a, like?" Because it's not even about the competition no more.
Yeah,
but I just don't even think they're the same type of artists.
They're not. They're female rappers that were popping in the late '90s and early 2000s. That's like it.
You did Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott. You didn't do Erykah Badu versus Monifa. You know what I'm saying? Like, They're not the same type of artists.
Shout out to Monifa, by the way.
Man, no disrespect to Monifa. You know what I'm saying?
She got three albums that were dope.
Yeah,
I understand.
You get what I'm saying? It's not the same type of vibe with the music.
Right. But it's not, it doesn't have to be that anymore, because all it really is pushing towards is the celebratory angle. So you just happen to because the format was two artists at the time, and in the beginning there was two artists kind of competing, but now it's just a celebratory thing, but it's still two artists. So I mean you're absolutely right, they're not the same type of they're not the same type of artist, so you can't compare them as far as that. But again, they just happen to be female MCs from the same time era, and then that's it. And it's gonna be mad celebratory. We're gonna be keeping score, but it's not about that anymore.
Yeah,
I'm not keeping score.
So what features did y'all bring up that you know might come into play that we might not be thinking about?
Be All Right with Luda.
Of course.
That's her song. That's not a feature.
Yeah.
Is that her song?
That's her song.
Okay. Features. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. So that's one of her songs. So, like, obviously, we knew she was going to do Nan, Pullover.
That's a feature.
Well, yeah. Nan is a feature, but it's what she got on for. So most people, you know, definitely.
But associated. The question he asked you was,
I know. I'm going through the other features, though. She got a joint with Keisha Cole, Single Again. I forgot who
that song.
But that's her. That's Trina's that song, her? Right? Yeah.
Is that saying you know a lot about Trina's catalog, bro?
I think that's Trina too. Yeah.
Hey, well then she got more joints than I knew. But I got a thing for you with Keisha Cole. Fuck Love with Tory Lanez. I'm just reading a list that Jan sent. Fuck Love with Tory Lanez. Chingy's Right There remix. Five Star Chick remix with Yo Gotti.
Okay.
She actually, the last Trina thing that I heard that I actually liked, she had a verse on the remix of was it Mulatto's Queen of the South?
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to be watching like the MTV Jams or the BET Jams that play all the ratchet shit. I just happened to be watching it at 3 a.m. I was a little high, and so the video came on, and like Trina actually had some decent bars in that, which surprised me, because I never associated Trina with bars like that. But so anyway, that's the last thing I heard from Trina that I actually like was her verse on that Queen of the South remix.
And her and Eve was My Chick's Bad, right? Or no?
I don't remember. Maybe.
The Ludacris joint where he had...
Oh, no. Yeah, no. She said that because her and Eve are on the My Chick Bad remix. Oh, yeah. She was on One Minute Man remix?
I thought so. That was another one I was gonna mention, but I wasn't sure.
So she has, like... Again, when I thought of it, I'm like, well, I can only think of 3 or 4 songs from her that most people would know or were popping like that. But then, yeah, like, she got a lot of features that I forgot about. So... Yeah, but it's still, to me, it's just not even the competition anymore. It's mass celebratory. So I definitely scratched my head, but at the same time, I was like, well, it's not that anymore anyway. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Drew, are you watching?
I'm sorry. What? I'm I was bored. Because y'all talking about we giving time to a versus everybody's dogging. So why we, it don't make sense.
So you're not watching?
Probably not.
Yeah,
and I mean we're not dogging it.
No, it's I'm not saying you guys, but the Twitterverse is like saying, "Oh, it's uneven." So why are we talking about it?
Because it's still happening and it's relevant.
People are still gonna be watching it. I mean, yeah, it's you know it's a lot of stuff people don't like that you know they tune into just to see what's gonna happen. But
I guess I'm different. If I'm not interested in the music, I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
You ain't got no Eve joints, no Trina joints you fuck with?
I like them. I like both of them. I've got some joints from both of them, but I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Listen, I have a super random question I want to pose. All right.
Go ahead.
What's your last favorite Wu-Tang album?
Wow. My last favorite... I mean, I fucked with the W pretty heavy, but
that was like the third one, Dave. You ain't fucked with Wu in a minute since the W?
Nah, like I wasn't like.
And are you talking about as a group or just
a group? No, as a group. No, the group albums.
Oh, okay.
So for me, I realized that 8 Diagrams was the last one that I fucked with heavy.
Yeah.
It's been a couple since then. And then I also realized how much I really, really, really hate the Better Tomorrow album.
Mm.
Did y'all get into that at all?
I didn't
even know what your album you were talking about, bro.
Yeah, right,
I think I gave that one listen and kept it.
Yeah, so A Better Tomorrow, I probably gave it 2 just to make sure I hated it as much as I thought I hated it the first time. For some reason, I really hate the Better Tomorrow album, which is like 3 or 4 years old, I think. I think it came out, so it might be 4 years old. I think it came out in 2017. 8 Diagrams is from like 2008, though. But I realized that's definitely the last Wu album that I really loved.
Mm. Yeah. I have to go back. Yeah, go ahead.
Better Tomorrow is from 2014. And then they got the Saga Continues, which I don't really remember. And they had a couple between them, but yeah, 8 Diagrams was the last Wu album I loved.
Was the flag in there somewhere? What was the flag?
Iron Flag. Well,
Iron Flag.
That's the Iron Flag. That was 2001. Dave, the W was 2000. Was 2000. So that was like that. That was their third collective album. So you checked out of the Wu albums after the W?
Pretty much.
Hey, I'm doing one better.
Yeah. I was going to say, the Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah.
That's the one we're trying for.
But that's the last one. You said the last one I really loved. And that was the last one I really loved. Right, everything after that, I was, okay. I liked some of them, but the last one I really loved was the
Wu-Tang Forever.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Yeah.
Drew, same for you?
Same.
Interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I know the season 2 of the Wu-Tang miniseries is supposed to be dropping soon. I can't wait to see that.
I didn't watch. BAH supposed to give me your Hulu or something to watch it? It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
It is on Hulu. Yes.
Gotta watch it.
B, you got Hulu? Great show. Watched it, right?
I do have Hulu, and yes, I have watched it.
I think we touched on it. Maybe I didn't follow up or something. Yeah, I guess I need to get in and watch it at some point.
Yeah, man. You got, you know, Diane's in a couple episodes. Got to, you know,
no doubt.
Support. Yo, here's something.
I wonder how much of that was actually just for the show, though.
What's that?
No, ain't they like producers on it? They wouldn't put no extra sauce on. You think they put extra sauce on shit?
Yeah, it's some stuff that's just not like, for example, You God is not in it at all.
Yeah, he is supposed to play though in season two, from what I hear.
Is he?
Yeah,
because he wasn't in season one. In season one, they were literally recording fucking the first album.
But he wasn't on most of the first album. Like, wasn't he away in jail when they did most of the first album? I think he made it on Shadow Boxing.
Yeah, you're right.
And that was
that
pretty
makes sense.
Much it.
All right.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But
also,
So,
Dave, you seen it? Drew, have you seen it?
I have not watched
it. CJ, you plan on watching it? Because I don't want to give it away. If you,
I mean, you can tell, like, it's
you can say it. Yeah, I don't care.
It's a real guy. Okay, story, so you might have heard. Yeah.
So it's just hard to like the Ghost and Ray story. It's hard to comprehend.
How they still ended up friends and
buddies. Like how they was literally trying to kill each other and then they became Ghost and Ray. And then the way it ended with the whole season one ended with RZA going out of town because he shot a nigga. I wonder how much of this was fictionalized just for the show.
No.
I think
that really happened. No.
Well, no, I want to say I recently read a interview with Meth where he was saying that while there was a lot of factual stuff in the show, there was a lot of fictional stuff that was added.
I'm almost sure the RZA shot a dude part is correct because he it was like a big thing with his trial. I think it was in Ohio or some shit. And he got off but he really did shoot a motherfucker and went to like his aunt's in Ohio or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
What was he really dating Ghost's sister?
That part I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I know the shooting part shit was real, but I don't know. I haven't read that much.
But
I'm sure some of this was fictionalized just for the sake of the show.
Yeah, but shout out to the dude playing Old Dirty Bastard, man. He embodies him. Like,
doesn't he?
Ain't it his son? It's not his son.
No. It ain't Young Dirty Bastard that's playing him. But I mean, this dude like. I forgot. I seen him in something else where he wasn't, you know, obviously the like, but he was like, and this is how you can tell he can act because, like, he was totally different, and I almost didn't realize it was him, you know, and it was mainly because he didn't have the, you know, the old dirty
hair.
But he was like he's just a good actor, man. You can tell he's definitely doing his thing. But yeah. Here's something we can file in the Dave didn't know category.
This shit needs its own theme music.
Man, for real. I think I'm gonna work on that. So this kind of blew my head up, and I don't know how I didn't know this because he actually appears on the record.
The anticipation is killing me.
Man,
Capadonna was in the group. You didn't know that?
No, this is not Wu related, but so one of my favorite hip hop records, I forget what year it came out, but this I didn't know that this popular hip hop rapper / producer produced this record, even though he's on the record.
Nigga, put us out of our misery.
Man,
it was Pharrell or Teddy Riley.
Man. I did not know that Q-Tip produced Cricklin' Dodgers. Never knew that. I did not know that.
Wow,
had no idea. And he's on the record. He makes a brief cameo on there when Special Ed says, "Can I kick it?" And Q-Tip comes in and says, "Yes, you can." So they even shout him out on the record, but I had no idea he actually produced Cricklin' Dodgers, which is one of my favorite records.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Man, all right, that's not super common that everybody will look at you crazy for not knowing.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I found out, too, is because I clicked on this link. It was a YouTube link that was, like, playing all of these Q-Tip beats that he produced. And Kirkland Dodgers was one of them. I was like, oh shit, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I think he's definitely, you know, definitely underrated as a producer, man. I
mean, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He is. Tip has had his hand in a lot of shit that people, you know, obviously most people think of the stuff he's done with A Tribe Called Quest and the Uma. But, and then, like, I feel like most people know that he worked in part on Illmatic, but, like, the Mob Deep shit he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Trife Life was another track that came up.
Didn't he do that joint with Janet? The one
got,
he was on?
Got Till It's Gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Didn't he?
Technically. Well, yeah. Well, not y'all talking about the remix or the regular version? Because the regular version. The story behind the song is, like, Jamin Lewis didn't do that track. That was definitely Dylan Uma shit. But they kind of, I don't want to say repurposed it, but then they ended up doing an official remix anyway. But yeah, y'all listen to that Got To Is Gone. Like, that sounds like nothing Jamin Lewis has ever done in his life.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. But no, Tiff's production is like, he has a low key catalog that most people don't even know about.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, that blew my mind, man. I was like, wow. Now I have an even greater appreciation for that record.
We'll give you a pass on that one, Dave. That one's not super, it's not, you didn't know that Gary Coleman played Arnold Jackson on different shows. Like, it's not super.
What you talking about, Willis?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a pass on that one, Dave.
I saw this other story where, did y'all see this story where this dude had won like $30,000 in the lottery yeah. and he went and bought a $20,000
chain
and then got robbed for it.
I just want to say one. I hate niggas,
man.
It's funny and sad at the same time.
Yo, I don't even know if I want to waste my L on that, man. Like, that's like, oh my god.
That's so, he took so many L's in the whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because first of all, you win 30,000, then you're gonna immediately take 20 of it and buy them on a fucking chain. Like, what are you in? What are we in 1994? Like, what the fuck? And then, the funniest shit. Did y'all see the video?
I did.
Of him at the pump, and then he tried to run away, away or some shit.
Yeah, and they caught his ass and took his chain.
Listen.
It's just like, dude.
I feel like he had to be running around telling folks, I spent $20,000 on this chain.
Right. Right. Exactly.
First of all, why you sound like him?
You have to announce that.
Why you sound just like dude?
Dude, because it's like, yeah, that is just so stupid. He could have took that money and flipped it on some real estate or some something.
But
that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah,
that's the first thing we all thought, because we all kind of have sense. Everybody ain't necessarily gonna think like that. Some people do nigga shit. Yeah. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But
here's my thing. I win. Okay, $30,000. Like I said, I'm gonna try to flip that into something else.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Hold on. If I win like $235 million, I'm about to bling it out a little bit.
I mean,
he would have spent $215 million on the train. That's
you gonna buy some crazy shit, and that honestly leads me to the whole reason why I brought this up, because I was gonna ask, you know, what foolish purchases have y'all made that you can remember that you had absolutely no sense, you know, buying.
I already got it already.
You know, yeah, just what comes to mind that you in your past bought that you was just like, man, what the hell was I thinking?
All right, Drew, go first, because I don't have mine.
Yeah, I got to think on that one.
So I had a 91 Ford Escort hatchback.
Yeah.
Okay, I worked at Circuit City.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm about to put some sounds in this hatchback. Yeah. Why did I do that? I put 212s. Why?
You put 212s in a Ford Escort?
Yeah, dude.
Man. How much? How much did it run you?
Oh man, I think I paid like at least 7, 8. It was dumb, G. And then the bad part about it is,
and how much was you making at Circuit City at the time?
We ain't gonna talk about it. We ain't gonna talk about that. But you want to hear the bad part about that is?
There's worse. There's more.
Wait, no. It's not. I mean, that was the purchase.
Yeah.
But of course, I remember. I was going. I think I was one of them nights I didn't want to go out nowhere. My mom was going out. My sister was out. I said, I'm dating myself. I'm going to the video store and rent me some video games.
Wow.
Went there. Yeah. Was coming back home.
I
was
dating yourself earlier when you was talking about being tired from
that's the fucking pandemic. But okay. But anyway, I'm a block away from the crib, and a drunk 80-year-old rear-ended me.
Whoa! Like,
smashed everything.
Oh. Wait, how long after you had bought the joints?
No, this it had to be like maybe like 6 months.
That's still fairly, not too far after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That sucks. Mm. That sucks. Yeah. I'm trying to think, man. I've definitely spent, besides the Floyd Mayweather fight, definitely have spent money on some things that I probably had no business doing, and could have definitely.
How about the brothers over there? What have y'all bought?
Probably porn.
Massive amounts of porn.
Didn't need that.
Wow.
I would love to say the actress didn't do it for you.
did you have actual subscriptions or
no? I mean like remember the DVD days?
Oh yeah.
But as a person that knew you, didn't you rent them joints out?
I did make money off of them. You're absolutely right.
So I did
have a business that did.
You actually made your foolish purchase work for you.
But it was still like, at the end of the day, it still did nothing. It was like, okay, whatever, it's here.
it bought you income, sir.
Man, massive amounts, though. So, like,
I was gonna say, BA, you bought that controller from the swap.
I did, yeah, that happened.
Wait, what kind of controller?
PlayStation controller.
Oh.
Did it not work?
Did it absolutely not work.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought plenty of those things too where you buy something and it totally doesn't work. But
BA bought electronics from the swap meet.
Yeah. It's a PlayStation controller for $25. Like
I was gonna ask how much they hit you for. They got you out of $25
It was $25. But the regular price was like what, $60 or something like that for like
$64, yeah.
Yeah, so if it worked, it would have been genius. It didn't work. I lost 25. Okay.
You lost 25 on a lot worse.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I've spent, and not huge amounts, but I've spent way too much money on fake jewelry.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I bought something, like, and this is when I was younger. Like
I was going to say, what age was this?
No, I definitely, when I was younger, like thinking I was buying, like, real gold. And it should turn green. I turn my neck green, and then I'm like,
because I too, at a different point, bought fake gold that turned green, but I was definitely not 10 yet. we wasn't far from 63rd in Cottage.
Yeah,
we're not from 63rd though. That's to be known.
I said we weren't far from it. Yeah,
yeah. We got it.
I distinctly remember it being like context. 8 or 9. I distinctly remember being like 8 or 9, and on like a Saturday, I would go buy like a $1 or $2 gold chain that obviously wasn't gold. But again, I wasn't 10 yet. Dave, when were you purchasing all of this fake jewelry?
Oh man, shit, probably in high school.
For the record, like, shame on them people who sold us that shit when we were like 8 and 9 years old.
It was $1 like, gold chains. Like they knew. Figured we had to have known. We would go
you
like
knew, sir, that you were selling.
You wouldn't know that 8.
We literally would go like once a month for a while because the shits kept turning green. So I feel like they knew we knew.
Yeah.
Nah, $4. I feel like you selling jewelry to fucking kids minors. Who ain't even, yeah, minor minors.
They probably said gold covered or gold and just
gold, gold sprayed.
I don't recall anybody explaining that though.
Gold sprayed.
I don't recall them explaining that in the sales attempt though.
But
I recall, hey, yeah, go ahead, give me the money. Go ahead. You take that. That's yours. They took advantage of us, man.
Well, I think I even took a worse L from it because I think when I had one of my earrings that was fake, that shit made me keloid. So, you know.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, they just selling us all that fake shit, man. That shit turned green and then infects you. And, there you have it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really think of any crazy purchases that I've made. The only thing is the time my dumbass co-signed a car from my sister.
Mm.
That's like that's the one for me. So
yeah.
Well, that's not even a dumb purchase. That was just pretty much you trying to help.
But it was dumb of me to try. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, I tell you one thing. If I get $30,000, I'm not going to spend 20 of it. Shit, I ain't spending five or a thousand of it on a damn chain.
Do you know how long he had to have been wanting a chain of some sort? That the moment this nigga,
that nigga knew exactly what he was doing.
He should have went and tried to get a deal with Rockefeller, man.
Man,
probably playing the lottery with the intention of getting a chain.
Probably for years.
Oh my
For years.
And one day I'm gonna strike the lottery and I'm gonna get that chain, boy. I'm telling you.
Wait, this dude probably had like the Rockefeller chain, like a picture of the Rockefeller chain, the cash money chain, and on a wall. Like, I'm gonna get y'all one day.
Right. That man was playing Big Sean's first chain on repeat. But
I guarantee you, his biggest dream for the last 20 some odd years has to been to go to a jeweler and buy expensive ass chain, and then his
dreams literally got snatched away from him.
So, yeah,
I hate to laugh at somebody's pain.
It's not funny, but it's funny and it's sad.
Yeah,
it's funny,
but
it's
like
stupid.
I say, that goes to like where
the hood.
We
got to
do better, people. We got to teach our people financial literacy.
Yeah,
that is not purchase that you want to make.
But see, that's what the world, like, especially for people for Black folks, that's how it is now. Like, look at all them people who got all that PPE money. Are we going to Miami? We going to rent these trucks? We going to do these? That's what it is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about the bag. Damn the consequences. As long as you get the bag and can fly out on a gram or whatever, that's all that really matters.
Right.
You got to teach their kids to do better, though.
And then for the dude that stole it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, their value system is just like, and for what I hear, that wasn't his first time hitting somebody up at that gas station.
Listen,
that goes back to this guy's intelligence.
Yeah,
because the streets are always hungry. They're always going to be hungry.
You know where you are.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And I'm almost certain. I don't know this for sure, but I'm almost certain that they knew that chain cost whatever it cost because he told them it cost whatever it costs.
Right.
So he was walking around saying that shit. And they went and got his ass.
This goes back to, again.
Hmm?
I was just going to say, this all sounds like most deaths got.
Like, you just can't walk around saying shit like that, bro, without, like, you know where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
We supposed to be brothers.
Man.
Like,
niggas doing dumb nigga things.
You ever see the picture of the dude that won the lottery and he got the ski mask on?
Oh yeah,
that's how. Nobody gonna know. That's genius.
Yeah. Absolutely,
you ain't going to know who I am.
Exactly, that's totally gonna be me. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I have to identify myself, I'm gonna go in full disguise. And
but I think they make you they don't let you do that. Well, they give you the option. Like, do you want them people to know? No, don't. I don't want to know Nobody knew nothing. Yeah, I think
some states give you the option to not disclose yourself.
Yeah, yeah, some states, but I don't think ours is one of those. I think
they want to tell everybody no.
Yeah,
but yeah, I will show enough with a whole ski mask on and a Humpty Hump nose, and that's just gonna be me. You know that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send my lawyer.
Right. Right.
Go get nothing to talk about. Like I'm not gonna walk around with 20. I got 130,000. Goddamn, I'm gonna give me a chain.
And I got a double wide.
The point is, just be smart, people. Be smart.
Yeah. Don't be trying to outrun somebody if you got a waddle.
Was his pants like sagging? Like, how could he get much traction when he was trying to
run back into the gas station?
Yes, and then they tackled his ass in the doorway, relieved him of his chain, and left his dumb ass there.
He thought that was gonna be a sanctuary. But it was the gas station.
Now I want to know how the chain. What was on the chain? Was it like his name on the chain?
From what I could see on the video, it really didn't look like shit. Like,
that's the thing; it wasn't even that impressive. No,
it looked like he got robbed twice. So,
probably.
Damn.
He went to Jacob the Fooler.
Like, so, Drew, you didn't see it.
I didn't know. I saw the robbery, but I didn't. I need to see.
You didn't get a good look at the chain.
The chain.
Yeah. No, I'm with Dave. I kind of got a look at it, and it's not like a typical super flashy rapper chain that was iced out. Like it was just like a damn near Turkish. What's the hair? It looked like a damn near a heron bone with a big ass pendant on it.
Yeah,
is what it looked like.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about you take that 20 and you move out of a neighborhood that will rob you of your chain?
Right. Right. Shout out to Detroit, by the way. Right.
It's so cold in the D.
Man, so cold.
313. Man, look, that's just all crazy. Shout out to the LA Clippers for winning tonight.
A word?
Yeah, man.
So, once again, I'm the resident non-sports guy. So who's doing what now? What's going on with everybody?
So it's Clippers, Utah.
Okay.
Of course, Utah is up 2-1 as of tonight.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Brooklyn is up 2-1.
Yeah.
Philly's up 3.
Yeah, Hawks and Philly.
And that's 3-0.
And then Nuggets and Suns. We're in the conference semifinals now, Dave. As the week progresses, this might change, but right now that's where we are. I'm foreseeing a Brooklyn and Suns finals.
This ain't gonna be good for the Suns.
Here's the thing. I might low-key favor the Suns because, listen, I don't know what Harden's status is or will be about that time. And
you don't think Utah? No.
I think it's going to be Utah and the Suns in the Western Conference Finals. But I feel like the Suns – I really like the Suns. I've watched both. I know Utah is the one seed. But, I would favor the Suns over the Jazz.
Yeah, I'm going –
And I think they got a shot to beat Brooklyn if those two meet in the finals. I really think the Suns could go all the way.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brooklyn because all James Harden needs is one visit to Magic City. He'd be all good. But I'm going to go with Brooklyn.
Speaking of Harden.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to talk about this $100,000 date?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know this story. What happened?
Apparently, he cash apps Saweetie $100,000 to take her on a date.
The rapper?
Yeah.
Ain't that Quavo's ex-girl?
Yeah.
And
you just said it, X.
You said X, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but still. But...
So the point was, he cash apped her. Harden
apparently sent her $100,000 in order to take her on a date.
Man, these new niggas. Man. These new niggas.
Hey, it ain't tricking if you got her, I guess. That's crazy.
No, that's not tricking. It's still tricking.
It's tricking. It's tricking.
It really is still tricking.
Dang, yeah. And she leaked that shit out, I guess?
No, it, I don't know how it got out, but...
And that's my... Therein lies my problem. If you want to be a trick bag, do what you're going to do. Okay, cool. My issue is with whoever gave this information up to the public. Like, we shouldn't know that. I shouldn't know about her Cash App transactions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would have. I have the biggest problem with that.
And here's
the fact
my
that I even know this information.
And here's my other part. If y'all rich, why are y'all using Cash App? I'm just saying.
You
can't sell
rich
it?
People can't use Cash App? Like, what's...
No, man, I feel like Richie, you could do some wire transfers.
Right,
you know?
Right. Western Union.
Something.
Hey, I would really like to have knowledge of what the transaction fee is. Like, I would personally want to know. That means I'll have $100,000 or something. But what does that cost to deposit that shit in your bank?
Good question. I don't know.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I would like to know.
I'm pretty sure that... They probably, you know, waited the extra couple of days for no fee to be applied.
Yeah, the percentage on that
really pressed to need it right now.
Right. Yeah, that's just,
but yeah,
that's just wild, dude. James Harden has to be the most. He sound like the most hard up rich superstar I've ever heard in my life.
It's some tricking ass shit, but I just feel like whoever gave us that information. That person is the problem. We shouldn't know that this happened.
Right.
Yeah. But dude, we in a world of information. Everybody needs to know about everything. Like, people need to know that your girl done failed her bar exam 3 times already or whatever.
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Yeah.
People need to know.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Kim Kardashian failed the bar 3 times.
Yeah. Well, the baby bar or the practice bar or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The practice bar. She failed the practice test?
The LSAT.
She failed practice.
Man. We talking about practice. Hey, listen,
not the game.
Not the game.
Not the real bar.
Not the real bar.
Actually, Drew, I feel like, you know what? I might want to know that Kim Kardashian failed. Like, that's because she could end up defending somebody and they might not even know that she barely became a lawyer. So I would want to know that. But yeah, the James Harden transaction, I don't even know that. I do want to know that this lawyer.
To be fair, I don't think Kim Kardashian is the only person who's ever failed the bar 3 times.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's like
the most well-known person who's ever failed the bar. Some people right now have lawyers who have failed the bar 3 times right now, and they go into court on Monday with that same lawyer.
And they go into jail as well. Go ahead.
But she said the second time she failed it, she was sick with COVID. But I don't know. Does that count as
an excuse? No. I don't see the correlation, but.
What I was getting to is like the fact that everybody talk about they don't like toxic people and toxic things. Where, like, if you look on the internet and all this other stuff, that's all it is toxic stuff. Like,
first off, the use of the word toxic has become toxic.
Toxic, like, true, true.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, you can take some shit and run with it.
But like, let's say this for a fact. ESPN talked about. And I think they posted it. Somebody posted it too. ESPN talked about that damn Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather fight 17 times. They posted about it.
Mm.
But your girl, Simone Biles, being the GOAT of gymnastics, won her 7th title. Like, nothing.
And they didn't post about it?
At all.
Like, that, yeah, that's bullshit. It's not surprising, but it is bullshit for sure.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just like, stuff like that.
That's a good segue. Not surprising, but it is bullshit. Y'all see Hunter Biden?
No. Nah, what do you do now?
Calling his lawyer a nigga?
No.
Y'all didn't see that? White lawyer?
No.
Wait, he called his white lawyer
a nigga?
A nigger or a nigga?
Nigga.
Like, he's nigga. Like, nigga, ER? You finna get me sent to jail?
No, with the A. He didn't put the hard ER on it. It was okay. In a text.
It was in a text? It was in a text? Hunter yeah. Biden?
Bro.
Yeah.
Listen, that's kind of our fault because we have, you know, it used to be something we would say amongst ourselves, but now it's in all our media and art, and it's damn near, but I don't know how to explain that. But yeah,
it's Hunter Biden. It's just in poor taste.
Wow.
And
oh my yeah, God.
You said something about, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something about,
yeah, nigga, you need to get me off?
Nah, it was something about paying. No, because it gets worse.
Oh, he God. Said, no.
He said something about, I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact quote. I gotta look it up. But it was something about paying him with the Hennessy funds or something like that.
Yo.
So is Hunter Biden a nigga and we didn't right. know?
No.
Like, no. Yo, it's dog. The conservatives are going to go to. They're gonna have a fucking field day with this.
Yo, hey, somebody look it up. This happened right after his father gave the speech about fucking Black Wall Street getting bombed.
Wow.
And it was literally a couple days later, Hunter got this situation popping off. Look yeah. it up, I promise you.
I haven't wow. seen that. I would have thought I would have saw that. I haven't seen yeah. that yet, but that's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
I know they're gonna that's have wild. A field day with that.
Definitely
that's wild.
Moving on, Marcus.
But here's the thing. If they catch it, I'm guaranteed Trump's is gonna drop soon too. They'll be like, he done said it too now.
Yeah.
Not in the same way.
Right.
I'm
right,
sure
right.
he puts the hard ER on it.
Right.
It sounds like Hunter has been too close to the culture. And yeah, but if
he
Trump
he's been to somebody barbecue.
If we
and that's what it felt like when I saw. I'm like, okay, you doing too much, sir. I'm not gonna take this as racism, but you're just doing too much.
Yeah.
But I believe he would be typing that
easy
out as
Hunter.
I can't believe he would be typing that out as the president's son in text messages currently.
Yeah, to his Chicago-based lawyer.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Yo, next week, for the first time ever, well, not ever, but for the first time in a long time, we are all going to be celebrating Juneteenth.
A.K.A. B.A. birthday.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, what y'all got planned, man? Y'all going to any Juneteenth events? Y'all going barbecue? What y'all doing?
I actually, well, first I'm gonna see B. Did you have plans? What you want to do, my dude?
I'm open for anything. So it's whatever.
It's a lot of like festivals and Juneteenth themed events happening. Yeah. I know. I personally like, you know, y'all know me on my book shit. Like, it's a black-owned bookstore, semicolon, that's having a Juneteenth sale and event. I was going to slide through there. Yeah. And that's all I know. But I might be in the streets for the Juneteenth situation, especially since it's B's birthday.
That's what's up. So, Teach, what do you do at a book event? Do you read silently to each other? Do y'all play hide the bookmark?
Hide the bookmark.
Wait, can you go back? Can you go back to read silently to each other? How the hell?
They talk to each other about their favorite illustrators.
Keep up, Keisha.
That's hilarious.
I just see uppity folks pontificating.
Bunch of Carlton Banks.
Yeah.
They got the pipes and everything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Looking y'all thumbs and flipping the pages. You know?
Wow.
That's hilarious. It's like a book sale, book fair situation. I think they're gonna have a couple of people reading inside, like doing performances.
Hey fam, I'll tell you right now, I am not going to listen to a motherfucker read on my birthday.
I don't want to hear anybody read. I just want to catch a couple of the books on sale during the fair.
Not going to listen to a motherfucker read. No.
Yo,
she walks into the office.
Yeah. Hold on.
Cannons to the right of me.
Yeah. Turn up, nigga. My fucking birthday. Nigga. Turn up.
Yo, but that reminds me. Did y'all used to have school book fairs back in the day when y'all was kids?
Hell yeah.
Did most schools have that?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that was a school thing, right? It wasn't just like...
No, but you know, I didn't know if you know certain schools didn't do that or not. But
hey, real quick,
I used to love them shits.
Real quick, on the off chance that Monica Parks is listening, listen, I lent you my wrestling book at the end of second grade year that I had got from the book fair, and I was super amped to have my wrestling book, and I let you borrow it because we sit next to each other, and I ain't got it back, Monica. So if you listening, I need my shit back.
Wow. That's why you don't watch wrestling now, because Monica Parks took his book in second grade.
Wow.
Was she light skin?
That's crazy.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
You just trying to remember who she was?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what does that got to do with it? Oh, you just trying to remember who she was.
Okay. We're trying to place a face on it. That's all.
Yeah.
Shout out to Judy Blume, man. That was my author. My author of choice back in those days.
Judy Blume?
Yeah, man.
What kind of shit she write?
Oh, see, don't tell me you don't remember Judy Blume, bro.
I know the name, but I don't think I have any Judy Blume. So now
we shout out authors we read in grade school. Shout out Donald Goins, man. My nigga.
Yeah, shout out Alex Haley.
Cool, y'all. Okay.
So what else on Juneteenth are you doing? What's going on? Like I said, other than NBA birthday.
First off, let's be clear. Next weekend is my weekend, period.
Oh, okay. All right.
How's it your weekend? You ain't got nothing planned.
And that's true, too, but I shouldn't have to. I might get on an airplane. I might go somewhere. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Because it's my weekend. Because my Saturday is my birthday, and Sunday is Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's all me, bro.
And you off? You off the whole weekend?
I'm off Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Nice.
He out here.
Nice.
So I'm out here. Catch me in the streets.
Yeah, man. Hey, that sounds like a Ben against Ryan to me, man. That's that sound like.
Hey, man.
We taking BA to Ben against for his birthday.
Yeah. Turn up.
Turn up. Man. The turn up is real.
Hey, we can't go to downtown 75th.
Oh no.
I heard downtown 75th is closed anyway.
Listen, stop the violence for real, man. Like, I mean, can we just I feel like old girl on Boys in the Hood. Can we all just get along without somebody getting shot?
Shut up, bitch.
Oh my God! That was supposed to be a serious moment, and BA.
Like in the movie, it was supposed to be serious as well.
Once again, Jesus!
You brought up the movie. That's what happened. That's how it happened.
Oh,
I know that scene.
Lord.
Oh God! What?
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
You guys are so ignorant.
Oh gosh. Yeah. The ignorant shit continues.
Man, listen.
When did the ignorant shit part 2 song?
It probably was. Probably was.
All I know is I need to be on somebody like me and my man Dave yesterday. We was on somebody's rooftop.
Yeah,
that's find a rooftop for next week. Let's do that.
Okay. Let's do it.
We have to come outside, huh?
Yeah,
we're gonna be outside, my nigga.
Yeah.
Bring your mask.
Yeah.
I have it, but
hey man, wasn't no mask worn yesterday.
Sure wasn't. It was
none.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is brave. Cool.
Folks' faces was bare.
Right.
So
and downtown was a popping yesterday.
Yeah, it was. For sure.
Yo, did y'all watch the encore?
That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Yo,
did you not see the text, the group message?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I did.
No, I hadn't watched it. No. I didn't watch it.
You're right. I saw it. So, listen,
you finally watched it, Drew, or you did?
I watched it today.
So, listen, when we go hang out, I'm going to be Pam with my mask on the whole episode.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm not mad at that.
Let me get into some things.
Is it about promises?
No. Well, she was on my second, she was the second bullet on, she was on catch.
the first bullet goes out to Cherish. Them broads think they are, oh my god, they were the hot, they still the hottest thing on the pot. They not.
Yo, the crazy
they
shit.
They were
is,
never the hottest thing on the
pot. Well, that's the crazy shit. Like, I was talking to a friend about this today. Like of everybody in the house, Cherish is like the least accomplished as far as the music situation. Now, apparently, as far as like their hits or whatever, but apparently, like, they're millionaires with the writing game now, which is like, yo, if that's the case, why are you here? Because shouldn't you be busy? Like,
exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's crazy that they, as far as the music that has been out and you know, the basis of the show, like, they are the least accomplished of everything. They had one gold song and an album.
I just and then all I remember is that Do It To It. That was all I remember.
That's it. That's the only one. That really,
and Unappreciated,
that,
right?
But that was from the album Unappreciated, but Do It To It. Yeah, that's like that one popping hit that most people would know.
Did JD produce that?
I don't know.
Okay, for some reason, I feel like I remember them having some type of affiliation with Jermaine Dupri, but I could be very wrong.
I don't know. But yeah, that's the irony of them taking that attitude that they did at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Well, that leads me to believe they obviously are. I mean, of course, everybody on the show probably is to some degree, but they're definitely using this as a marketing, you know, opportunity for what they're currently doing. I guess songwriting wise.
Okay. Yes, yeah. But yeah. So that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then, okay, of course, Keely.
That's not her name.
What is it?
This promises.
Okay. Yeah. She talking about she's just gonna be a creative director.
Yeah.
Listen, Keely,
I was done.
Yeah.
Keely, poor thing. Well, listen. What the one good thing, or I could say about her was when they was doing the dance rehearsals.
Yo,
yeah,
she killed it.
She killed that.
She ate the dance. She ate the choreography for sure. Yeah. But yeah, like, how you okay? So like the show, the concept of the show wasn't nine artists come together. It wasn't eight artists come together and one creative director. Like, it was nine artists come together to record an album. So
how about Aubrey's trying to make them into two different groups?
We were about to go there, and then yeah.
And then you got Miss Piggy coming out of nowhere. coming from the Muppet Show, talking about she want to make two different groups. Stop.
She do kind of. Hey, that's bad, but it's true. I can't even dispute that.
yeah,
she do kind of say. Yeah,
she can sing.
Also, she also to me had the funniest moment of the show when she was talking about promises. And she was like, "All I know about her is what Notori told me." She threw a bucket of chicken at her. She's a chicken bucket thrower. I laughed at that. Yeah, that shit was hilarious to me.
That was hilarious.
It was.
And let legend tell it, there was mashed potatoes involved too. That, you know, you can't leave out that very important part because
it was KFC.
You know, Notori, I believe when she first told the story, mentioned that she had mashed potatoes stuck in her hair.
Yeah, it's kind of, one thing, getting a piece of chicken thrown at you is one thing and getting hit with it, but mashed potatoes, like, sticks.
You got, that means you got hit with the whole box.
Yeah, and KFC mashed potatoes are thick and they come with the gravy already in, you know.
Yeah, the gravy's already on top.
Yeah, it's already on top, so just imagine, you know, you got gravy dripping down the front of your face because
it's gravy, baby.
You got mashed potatoes
dumped
in your head. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, and then what's my other thing?
Lamisha's face.
702.
I was gonna go there. They did not age well at all.
They've had a hard last decade.
Stop saying they.
No doubt.
Nothing's wrong with Irish. Irish is fine.
No doubt.
No.
TJ didn't catch that.
What do you say?
No doubt. I caught it.
Yeah. Terrence, listen. I don't want to. I know Irish is one of your girls, but yeah, no. Yeah. I said they, and I meant
yo,
they.
She used to date Ray J back in the day, right?
Are you trying to tell me Ray J hit it first? Is that what you
Oh, wow.
Yes, her and Ray J, I believe, used to date.
Yeah, she didn't age well. Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I know this. I know this already.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I didn't think Irish was that bad. I think LaMisha has not had a very fun life.
I'm like, man, whose grandma is that?
I tell you who hasn't aged bad, and that's Mila, you know. But she's not. She obviously had better stuff to do and decided not to do the show, I guess.
Okay, well, so wait, can we just go back real quick? Because am I mistaken? During the opening package, didn't Misha kind of make it sound like the reason 702 broke up is because they had a power struggle for singing vocals, for lead vocals?
Yeah.
All right.
It did.
So then when they went in that cypher and bust those songs.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You heard them Newports. That's what you heard. You heard them menthols.
Yeah. Right.
No
filter.
Wow. That's what you heard. No, that ain't the same voice you had, bro.
Yeah, they needed to change where my girl's at to where my chord's at. Like, I was like,
where my square's at is what it should be. Where my square's at.
But yo, listen. No.
She do look like she should be at somebody's window talking about, hey, you didn't hear this from me.
Like, she really looks like she wants to borrow Craig's VCR.
Oh man, all bad.
It's the Mac.
All bad.
But here's another thing. I love Total, love Pam, but yo,
Pam's a bit of a Bible thumper,
man.
Yeah, she's Bible all day, but she's just older now. That's all.
Yeah, and she's not there for none of that shit. Well, listen, my favorite personality in all this thus far has been Nivea.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it who?
Nivea. Nivea has been hilarious. Like, I want to hang out with Nivea. I want to hang out with Nivea right now.
But you know what? I kind of feel bad for Nivea because Nivea she's the only solo artist that's there. So
she don't need to be there.
She didn't do girl group dynamic, so all this shit is like a sideshow to her. It's like what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that just wasn't her thing. She didn't do a girl group.
But that's what was kind of tripping me out about Cherish. Like, they acting like they so much younger than them and calling, you know, Nivea and Pam and them the aunties and all of that. And I'm just like, look, y'all.
So when they get the shit smacked at them.
But, I mean, they can't be that much younger than them. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're – I don't know how – I know Pam is – I don't want to make it sound like y'all old, but Pam is probably – y'all age.
We've already established.
You know? Yeah, we've already established. Yeah, yeah.
But Pam was probably born in the early to mid 70s as well.
Yeah.
And Cherish, I had to look them up. I think they were born in like 88, so they're like 32, 33. So it's about a 10-year difference maybe between the Cherish girls and Pam. But Pam is, I think, the elder statesman of the house.
Sure.
So yeah, like, no, you're right. Nivea, I mean, Cherish, they're not like in their 20s. So yeah, they're a little crazy with their auntie talk.
Yeah.
They're not far behind at all.
Yeah.
But... So, but one thing is, like, one thing going back to Miss Piggy.
who are you referring to?
I was about to say, I done lost count.
White, blonde.
Aubrey.
Yeah. Also, the Bride of Chucky. Go ahead.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She had the nerve to talk about the Dreams dick game to Nivea.
Oh, the singer? Man, I missed that part.
Yeah.
So wait, she said what?
She said what's his dick like?
Oh, that's wow.
She asked her that. Like, that was just wrong.
Because I know because Nivea, she got shreddy by Lil Wayne, right?
She got two by Lil Wayne, if I'm not mistaken.
And, two by Lil Wayne and Dream.
Yeah. And so y'all remember the Lil Wayne Dream wars of the early to mid aughts, right? Like
vaguely, yeah.
When they were
tag team champions of the world.
Well, they were subbing each other in songs about Nivea. So what was like Wayne and Lollipop? Like, that was essentially a sub to Dream about Nivea. And then
I did not know this. Something that Drew didn't know.
Don't tell me I love your girl was about Nivea.
I think it might have been. So they traded. They probably did like two songs back and forth each. Essentially about Nivea, because she like their relationships intertwined. So she was with Wayne first. Then she started seeing Dream, and then like ended up back with Wayne or whatever or something like that. But a lot of their songs in that time frame were essentially to each other. They were damn near diss tracks about Nivea to each other.
Wow. Interesting.
I can't. Yeah, this is just oh my god.
The Nivea is my favorite of the bunch. She's entertaining as fuck. Shamari looks good though.
Shamari's black.
Shamari is probably my second favorite. She's mad chill. She's like literally there to do the work. She's not bringing drama or crazy energy. So it's like Nivea and the Shamari. Those are my two favorites, I think.
And shout out to Chicago's own Cosign, who's one of the producers on there. That's gonna be working with them.
Is that the one Nivea was talking about? She wrapping her thighs around his head.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think the other producer is Elijah Blake, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, I have some of his music. Yeah,
Elijah had a dope track. I think I got one on my phone too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, who get a cab call?
That's TJ House, ain't it?
Of course.
definitely outside my window.
Is that your escort?
Nah. Somebody Uber outside.
Nah, that's not.
I'm telling you, we're about to hear AQ
right
in a second.
Yo, it's been another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. We appreciate y'all for tuning in once again. Yo, much love to everybody that's been following us on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook coming soon. Yeah, right. And man, we love y'all. And everybody be safe out there. Stop the violence. Be peaceful. Enjoy the summer. Enjoy the hot weather. Happy Juneteenth this week to everybody. Celebrate. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be real black outside, y'all. Let's get it in.